Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, learn English with news. It's Thursday the 22nd of February and today's news story is about NASA seeking volunteers for a very exciting and very interesting mission. But before I tell you about that, let's take a look at our keywords for today's episode. I have four words for you to listen out for. See if you can understand these words based on the context, and at the end we'll come back to them to look at the definitions and how I use them. The first is a noun, crew, C-R-E-W, crew. Next, a verb, span, S-P-A-N, span. Next, a verb, undergo, undergo. That's one word, undergo. And finally, a noun, crop, C-R-O-P, crop. Okay, those are the keywords. We'll come back to them at the end, but see if you can understand them based on the context. Okay, here is today's news story. Have you ever dreamed of going into space or landing on another planet? NASA is looking for four volunteers to head to Mars. Well, actually, it's a simulated version of the red planet called Mars Dune Alpha at NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston. The crew will live inside the 3D printed habitat spanning 158 square meters for one whole year. It has been designed to resemble the living conditions that a crew of astronauts will experience on the Martian surface in the future. The requirements for the volunteers are quite specific, so don't start packing your bags yet. The CHAPEA, or C-H-A-P-E-A, program, which stands for Crew Health and Performance Exploration Analog, is looking for four non-smoking, healthy American citizens between the age of 30 and 55 years old who are proficient in the English language. They also must have a master's degree in a STEM field, such as engineering, mathematics, or biological, computer, or physical science, or a related requirement like a medical degree, and must be able to pass the astronaut physical test. And if that wasn't enough, they also need 2 years of professional experience within their chosen field, or at least 1,000 hours of pilot-in-command time on a jet aircraft. With the mission set to start in spring 2025, the selection process could take up to 13 months. Finalists will need to undergo medical, psychological, and psychiatric tests to ensure they are mentally and physically prepared for such a long and isolating mission. Once selected, the four-person crew will spend the year inside the Mars Dune Alpha, growing crops, maintaining their habitat, exercising, carrying out robotic operations, and going on simulated spacewalks. And that's today's news story. Okay, so that's what NASA is looking for. A four-person crew. Would you like to do this? I'm not sure I would, and I certainly don't have the qualifications, although I can speak English, and I am between 30 and 55, but apart from that, I'm honestly going to be a very bad candidate for this role. Let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. The first, crew. So they're looking for a crew, and the crew will live inside the 3D printed habitat. So a crew, we can find them on an aircraft, on a ship, a boat. It's a group of people who work on and operate a ship or an aircraft. Okay, the next word is span. So this 3D printed habitat, it is spanning 158 square meters. This means to extend from one side of something to another. Okay, the next word, undergo. Finalists will need to undergo medical, psychological, and psychiatric tests. So this verb is very common in medical language. We can say to undergo an operation, undergo tests. It means to experience something often unpleasant or difficult. And finally, crop. So this is one of the things they'll be doing, growing crops. A crop is a cultivated plant. And those are the key words. Okay, hopefully those words are clear. So thanks for listening to today's news story. I hope you found it interesting. As always, you can read the full script over on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. And you can also test your understanding with a 5-question quiz about the news story. Visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben to join. You'll find all the details in the description of this episode. And I'll be back with another news story on Sunday.